Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The baby still pushed me.
The baby still pushed me.
Is what? LaCroix?
No, my pussy.
My pussy de la douche. That's
my
right,
pussy,
isn't it?
My pussy.
Yeah, there's the show. I'm telling you.
Boys. Bonjour, madame.
Man said my pussy.
Bonjour, madame.
Yeah.
Who's madame, bro?
Who's madame, bro?
That sounds like a brother.
That's a hello, madame.
Hello, madame.
That sounds like a winger. It sounds like he plays for Montpellier.
Like a Brighton winger.
Jan madame.
Jan madame.
Jan madame.
What was that? Sure, madame.
Bonjour, madame, innit?
Season 12, boys. Let's start it off right, man. Just ask an important question. Muggs, why are you having a naked party?
Oh, it's nude, bro.
That's what? The same thing. Huh? Why can't we wear clothes in there?
I'm never... go on.
Hey, one sec. It's not a naked party because I was coming... Viagra'd up. I was gonna be walking around the party that's stiff up naked. Yeah. So it's what it's a nude party, meaning the clove colour.
The colour scheme. You get what I'm saying?
Man. I don't know if I'm coming.
That's I don't know if I'm coming.
Has there ever been a party that colour code?
Yeah.
You might be the first done.
On a nude thing.
Oh, where?
That thing.
Is that all white parties and but you need
all
themes.
Nude parties.
It helps. You see that? You're not going to appreciate it when you see the pictures. Do you get what I'm trying to say? When everybody's dressed up looking the same color, it looks proper.
Super D's last apartment mix was nude, right? Is that the sort of like brown?
Yeah,
like this,
yeah,
like
beige and all that.
Like so see, when we say, nude, is it that kind of brown color? Or is it white people doing white dress?
I told you.
You know what I'm trying to say, though?
I think it's a palette. I'll be honest with you. Yeah? I'm not even sure what the color palette is. I just wanted the opportunity to say nude.
That's crazy
for me.
That is crazy.
No, I see the
that's a reverse pass. That's a reverse pass still,
I see the play now.
I just wanted the reason to say I'm having a nude party.
You know what kind of convo that is? Remember when I had that nude party, man?
Yeah.
It's not even a lie, like.
Yeah.
Cold.
I hear it. Come on, man. Make sure you pull up, man.
Wordplay.
Why are you so quiet today?
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing.
He's holding something back, though.
What's wrong?
What's up, man?
What do you mean?
What happened?
Why are you so quiet? I'm not sorry, don't want to be aggressive.
I ain't been quiet. I've just been sitting there. You don't been talking about...
You know what? I said it aggressively. Yeah. I shouldn't have forwarded like that.
I've spoken to everyone in here. Every single person.
Spoke to me today. No.
I don't think he spoke to me today.
He spoke to me outside.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In here, you come.
Oh, okay. I understand what's happening.
Go on.
I don't know how much of what GP's going to put on like the pre-talk. But we were talking, obviously, grown men stuff about SEX and all the rest of it. And obviously, he gets a bit... Yeah, and it's fine, bro.
You know what? It's actually true.
Yeah,
still,
he does. He is a gentleman. He don't really talk about I done all that.
I even got a lawnmower.
I'm not childish, man.
No, you're a gentleman.
Yeah.
We're childish. It's the lads we talk about. In fact, he's the maddest. Yeah, he's calm. He's on his white boy behaviour.
I just pulled up.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm not on that.
When he wears his hat backwards with a little hair at the front, that's when man's on madness.
Bro, I came in and Pyatt was talking about man them need haircuts. Yeah. Trims, I said, let me put the hat on.
Yeah, that was a bit
I
mad.
I was rude, Paul.
Who's he talking
about?
I don't
know why that was.
It's because I look fresh.
Like, come on, boys, we're on camera.
Yeah, we're on camera.
I'm not going to lie, I hear where he's coming from, man. You need to make sure your hair is proper.
That's proper, though.
What am I thinking?
You should flex it, no hat.
I've got no problem with my head. Like, I've got no problem with my head, bro.
He's a heat.
No, I hear him, but look, it's hair.
I'm one of the few people that's got a video of Margs shaving his hair, like with hair. And by the way, he's got hair. He's got a mad fringe whatever you call it, hairline.
Massive fringe.
Hairline, he's got a mad hairline.
Fringe, you know.
What, you call the front of your hairline a fringe?
I grew up at Enfield in the 90s.
I just broke. Lost.
You've never had a fringe?
I did. No. When I had plaits, I used to put them, used to curl to the
You know
front.
What? I could see it.
No,
did you have plaits, Steve?
Poet's got a fringe.
Yeah.
Technically.
Poet does, though.
He does.
Yeah.
Right, boys, start the season, man.
Start the season, man. There's a new rule. Boys, no eating on set. But Skits has this to say.
Knock, knock. Who's there? It's HelloFresh. Home cooking made easy. And they just sent me a fresh batch of ingredients for me to cook. Bow! And they really live up to their name. Everything comes fresh, delivered, and ready for you to slap it up in the kitchen. They got three different menus here. You can serve up to about 12 people. You can feed a whole football team. It's crazy. But I'm going for the vegan option today. It's an easy step-by-step guide to cooking. And guess what? I love it. Let's prep this meal. Now I've got everything prepped down to the brim and I'm ready to chef it up in the kitchen. Bow! Now I do love my chicken and my fish, but I went for the vegan option here. And it's only right, it takes me 30 minutes to cook. 30 minutes? Don't even need a hydration break for that. You think I'm playing? The time it takes to cook this food, KG will still be on the treadmill trying to get to 2K. Shots fired! Bow! What a beauty. Listen, HelloFresh does exactly what it says on the box. Now the transfer window is still open. Everyone's looking for deals, but we've got one for you. Filthy Fellas and HomeFresh have teamed up, and on your first order, you get 50% off the first box, and then 20% off the next four boxes, plus free treats, including fruit bundles. The code will be placed below. Bow! Come on, man, you know the slogan. Goodbye takeaways, HelloFresh.
I didn't expect him to choose that cuisine.
Vegan.
He's always been a bit weird like that, though, man.
I thought he was going to go a different route.
What, yeah. Thai?
Huh?
Oh, what? See, calm down.
I'm actually so calm, by the
way. He's Vietnamese, Thai. Idiot.
I'm actually so calm when I said that. I'm actually being so calm.
That's
sorry.
Dark.
All right, boys. We had a tune for this once upon a time. Does everyone remember the tune? For this one,
it's only a couple of weeks ago we sang it, bro.
You say we remember?
You're getting old, man.
No, I'm just saying you got
North me. NordVPN, NordVPN.
No,
that
went it, man.
I forgot it,
you
bro.
Know, you know.
Yes,
it is,
come
yeah.
on, man.
I can't do it, then.
You ready, yeah, boys?
Go on.
forgot it.
1, 2, 3. NordVPN.
Never heard okay. that.
Okay, you heard that tune?
I don't think I've been there.
What?
I'm sure I created that one, didn't I?
So is the, you, and then are you
done
ready?
Done VPN. You done that bit after.
No. Yeah.
So you ready to go again?
I
yeah?
don't know. I can't remember it, boys. I never heard that. Do one more time.
You just harmonized.
NordVPN. NordVPN.
That was your bit. The that end, was your that bit. Was your the, bit. End. The last bit.
The remix part.
Go.
Ready? Yeah. All right, boys.
1, 2, 3.
NordVPN.
Cold.
There we go.
Hey, we wait. Sorry, we've actually got a new. Going into a new season, a new theme song from NordVPN. We're fucking crazy.
We're cold,
man. We're
bro.
Amazing.
No preparation.
hey, honestly, no preparation. That's like a new theme. You know when the theme show changes their
slightly?
Yeah. Do you remember when Power done it and no one liked it? So they went
yeah,
back.
Yeah, they put it back. Yeah. They put it back. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. yeah. Anyway, boys, we've all got things we like keeping private. Your bank details, your search history, and in some cases, the websites you absolutely cannot be caught looking at that are legal.
And that's where NordVPN comes in. It hides your connection, IP address, and virtual location while you browse, stream, and work.
And it's bloody fast.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not watching your internet move slower than KG on a 5K run.
Oh. You're doing that, man.
But NordVPN isn't just a VPN anymore. It's privacy first. Next gen antivirus helps protect you from malware, dangerous websites,
phishing with a P,
trackers and ads, plus scam calls.
All these features work together in one place, making NordVPN an all-in one digital security application.
And don't worry, the VPN is still at the heart of it.
To get the best discount, go to nordvpn.com/filthyfellas or scan the QR code on screen right now on Loons' face.
Sweet. You'll get 4 extra months on a 2-year plan plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the episode description. Nord.
VPN.
NordVPN.
keep your online life private.
Yeah, man said fishing with a P, you threw me off there still.
All right, cool. Celebration time.
So I was wondering what the delay was.
Celebration time, man. Arsenal won the European Super Dish.
No, not the European.
I mean, I've got to gas it up for you, so innit?
That's like, next.
PSG won the European next Super summer. Dish.
Yeah, that's true.
That's next summer. Don't worry about that.
Round of applause for Arsenal.
Yeah. 100%. By the way, am I the only person? Because obviously West Ham was on yesterday, which we're going to probably talk about, first time on Filthy Championship called Influence. But anyway, listen. Yeah, that's what it is. but I only watched the first half because I then went to watch the West Ham game. But the first half, I'm like, what a game. And what a game. So you lot are saying that this is some dead thing. It's not no more. Things can change. Have you never liked something that wasn't maybe that you, like that much to you, and then later on you're like, whoa, I love this now.
Olives.
Olives.
Also though, have you got anything you want to say about Arsenal?
They look good.
I feel they look wicked. I'll be honest, if I'm going to start negative, Gimiras, Bruno. But I've seen him play wicked for Newcastle and dominate big teams and all that. So, but for this.
What's the cash prize for winning the Community Shield?
Oh,
we're talking money.
I'll tell you. Going nothing, innit?
It's nothing.
Yeah.
So the money goes to the community.
So we made bread good for the people.
I love this.
It's very good. It's very good. However,
made bread for the people.
Are we going on like this is a big trophy? Just so I can understand how to put myself into the conversation.
Statement of intent.
We can't undercut.
That's what I just want to understand.
Because to get there, one person definitely has to win the league to get
there. How many subs can they make in the community shield?
Five. No. Yeah.
He asked it. He don't listen. He's got a plan. He asked it because he knew the answer.
You don't like that minute?
He done the five subs. He said this is his last subs, man.
But how many
Maresca
can you make? Does anyone know? Because I know.
I don't.
You can't make 11.
Six. Oh. Which is almost half. Glorified preseason friendly, gentlemen.
Maybe. but it's glorified. I played against Zola in a preseason friendly, and that was wicked. So if you're telling me you could glorify that. Boy,
it's the league winners versus the FA Cup winners. I know Man United, you lot ain't been there for a minute and stuff, but you lot have won the most, so.
I like it.
I never celebrated winning it.
Didn't we play
leave him.
Do you think there was pressure for a gaffer to win that game? Do you reckon? Do you reckon there was pressure for Arteta Rom or, what's his name?
They weren't to pressure, win this game? But if I came here today and Arsenal had lost, this would be the start of you lot chatting.
Yeah. I
knew that if we won, you wouldn't go on to say sure. It adds to... It's like what Bino said. Literally, he got it right. He said, if Arsenal lose, everyone's going to pile onto us. But if we win, everyone's going to downplay it.
Poet said it didn't make sense.
No, I don't think it's a downplay thing. But
I think it's a downplay
thing. No, I think they can't because I looked at it. I'm looking at your captain. I'm like, ooh. He's carried on that form that I watched him in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Just bossing it and just looking like the complete 10 or playmaker. And he's brought that in. I'm looking at your new signing, who I thought is an Everton Norwich reject. And he looks like every time he's on the ball, whether it's a little flick, he knows how to use his body. Like there's bare positives with the win. No one can say nothing to you.
I hope they support Odegaard this season and don't dash him away. I hope he's not rubbish all of a sudden
that
again.
That was mad from
like,
me.
But did you see, remember when I used to say like every academy's got Elliot Anderson level player, and in that midfield with, what's his name, Skelly, Elliot Anderson was defo behind him in that midfield. Like he just looked
think about Lewis Skelly? Is he meant to be moving on?
He ain't moving.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm asking.
It took 25 seconds into that game for me to know he's not going.
You see
that
pass? He was moving, bro.
He's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy, bro.
The second he played that, I was like, yep, he ain't going nowhere.
Literally, remember when I asked for MLS to start playing in the middle? A man was telling me he ain't played no game.
This guy.
He's a bad boy in the middle, you know?
For the midfield.
I'm just asking you a question.
I hear it, innit?
Thank you very much.
You didn't say it in a nice way. You was trying to have a dig at... Because anytime we mention Miles... Anytime we mention Miles last season, until the end of the season, you lot was basically saying, see, I told you, he's not a good left back. You weren't saying he's not good. You're saying, I told you, he's not a good left back. And that's where the he should go to midfield conversation stem from.
But that's a compliment. If you're saying a player, midfield's the ultimate position, no? So if you're saying your left back should be playing in midfield, that's no way you could take that.
What about your new winger? What's his name? Solis, how do you say?
Solis.
Mm.
With a T.
To Solis. No, he got two assists and apparently he played more passes in the final third than anybody.
Nah, he looked good.
He's the first Arsenal player to assist two or more on his debut for the club since Willian. September 2020.
I think he assisted four, and those are his only assists for the season.
Ah, so it's not a good omen then.
It's not great. But in terms of Zolis, like, I've only seen him play football like three times now, but like, I gotta rate Beenos again. Like, Beenos said it and Poet hated it, but he does things quickly, innit? He's not on a start, like on a Steve-O thing, I'll start negative with him. He doesn't look great 1v1, innit? Yeah, when you isolate him with a fullback, if he feels like he has to pass the fullback, even if he does, it doesn't look too natural. So he's gonna have to work on that. But if he gets the space to execute something, he'll do it. And as you saw, two assists.
They said he's got he's had a goal involvement in his last 19 games consecutively. Yeah, or something
I don't
like
know
that.
If that's true, but I've
seen, I don't care about nothing over in Greece, man. Come over here and start busting corn over here. I respect him more.
Well, he's been here. He's got a few assists, isn't it?
No, his numbers over in Greece are good, but
his numbers over in England ain't bad either. The way he started.
But what I'm saying is, Prem's different, isn't it? The Greece stuff is good.
He's playing in Belgium.
So he was playing in Belgium. Sorry, apologies. Sorry, wherever he was, it's similar to Gyökeres when he came over with the numbers that he had in. Bro, come in England and perform. Like, England's a different story. There's many players.
Gyökeres.
Say again.
He's got 20.
Got 20 goals last year. 14 in Prem, but I'm just saying, based on the numbers, you want him to come over here and perform, which is rightly so, innit? So I'm just saying, yo, handle business in England, innit? That's where you'll be judged properly.
Handle, man. I hear it. But Martin Odegaard, man.
Top.
He's looking different. I said it before the show. Me personally, I think, even though it's a glorified pre-season friendly, it's like, I ain't ever seen him play like that. For us, I could honestly say that he looked like.
I mean, you have.
Nah, man, not like I that, have. Bro. I just feel like
he's looked back. That's just what he looked
nah,
like.
Nah, man, not like this, bro. Against a team like City, he went out there. One thing I will say, I'm sure we'll get onto it. City look weird, but just from kickoff, there was intent. You understand? Like all the things that people complain about Odegaard doing, he didn't do that the other day. You get me? So I got to rate him. But I want to ask the boys, do you think this is because Arsenal won the league? Do you think that has something to do with
100%.
It? 100%. Because you saw him in the World Cup as well. He looked good, man.
Yeah, confidence, man. Winning stuff breeds confidence, definitely, man.
There's rumours definitely about last season, him leaving. I'm sure we spoke about him, replacement and whatnot. He's gone World Cup, shown that he's still capable. And this game against Man City, the rivalry that you lot have, he's shown that he's not here to be debated about. As a captain as well.
To be fair, he's a bad boy, man. That is a rivalry still. Arsenal City, isn't
sort
it?
Sort of, yeah.
That slightly is a rivalry still.
Do you think that maybe as well, this goes for a lot of the Arsenal squad, that pressure that they had, especially him, obviously the captain, he carries a lot of the pressure for the team. I feel them winning the league and he could naturally go back to being the 15-year-old kid that Real Madrid signed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like there's definitely like that monkey's going to be off their back now. You get me? But to not look at it, say like put a negative spin on it and maybe go a bit more positive, I think it's just because some of them players are top talents. A man like Odegaard's been a top boy since 15 and that, and he's always known that within himself. And then now you win the league, it kind of is validates.
Starting to make
elephant off the back. And
it validates
off
everything
the back,
that he's ever thought. It validates everything that he's ever thought about himself. So now he's going to go out there and be who he knows he is. Do you get what I mean? I would say it's more that rather than the no pressure no more. It's like, nah, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm saying, I'm that you. I got my Premier League winner there.
But you can only say that when you do.
No, that's what you're saying though, I think. Because you know what it is? One thing about Odegaard as well, like he had something to do with us winning the league. And there was times in the season, like you said, Menace, we were like, yeah, this guy's done. Summer, no matter. We
that was also just Arsenal fans.
Yeah, no, 100%. But we had Arsenal fans saying, even if we win the league, yeah, well done. It's time for him to move. But the way he turned up, because it seemed like
it's just the Arsenal way. He just had to move, man.
Yeah, but he went. If we remember last season, you wouldn't remember last season. You wouldn't remember last season for Odegaard.
You don't just lose it over his class. It's permanent.
No, for facts. But the way Arsenal are building, they're not gonna want to keep on to players that are not Lemieland, that are not trying to help elevate and whatnot. And Odegaard's been there. He's done his time. Winning the Prem, he's now playing at a level where it's like, I'm now telling you can't move me. He's been there for a good amount of time. He's been there in the process. they're talking about armband coming off him, going to Rice, all these rumors. He's obviously come back and showing, man, you're not moving, man. Do you get what I'm saying?
But all it was that the people in the club, I never heard any of the club or players come out and say they didn't rate him. Everyone always spoke highly of him. It was purely just
Arsenal Twitter. Fan.
And you.
What's wrong with this hot breath of you, man?
What
do you mean, me?
It was
there not argument about Odegaard and Arteta? Was there not some sort of room?
There's been bare conversations about Odegaard.
Stop yourself. Come back off holiday with your idiot tea.
I didn't laugh at his childish.
All right, boys. It is time to get into our Premier League 26-27 predictions. You know, we do this every year. Everybody put their votes in.
I got mine wrong. No, Amanda said to amp it up some kind, man.
Yes.
Please get a close up when he does that. He look like Ray Charles. He's like,
why are you waiting to shoot me, bro?
Ray Charles, you know.
How much wind goes through that gap?
So what do we do? Work out the averages. So the supercomputer worked out our averages. So right now we're going to give you the Filthy Fellas Premier League prediction after 38 games. This is how it is going to be.
Well, they've put all our predictions together to
the supercomputer.
Super Lumos.
Uh-huh.
It was just Lumos that done it.
Noah.
Hey.
Oh, Noah.
Don't make me pick up the machine.
No, it was Lumos, definitely.
All right, cool. Oh, let's start at the ground.
Good man.
Let's start at the ground. Unfortunately, according to us, none of the promoted sides will survive. That's what we said. Hull City, Ipswich and Coventry swiftly returning to the Championship. Does it matter what order?
I think Hull will survive.
Hull?
Yeah.
I don't know. Coventry?
Nah.
Obviously, that's a majority rules, isn't it? But is there anybody here that didn't have these three in the bottom?
Yeah, I think I
had them three, to be fair.
I had them.
Yeah, I put them as just easy.
Yeah, it's kind of dead.
All right, cool. So, according to Filthy, how the new boys are gone. Okay, cool. And then we've got Leeds in 17th position. We've got Forest in 16th. Fulham in 15th. Palace in 14th. Brentford in 13th. Sunderland in 12th. And Everton in 11th. How do you think the bottom half of the table is shaping up?
In and around
them. I think Tottenham will finish in one of these places.
No,
I don't.
Yeah, it's in keeping. It's in keeping with
Newcastle. I think Newcastle.
I had Newcastle in and around.
I had Newcastle.
Did they sign someone the other day? Newcastle. did they bring someone in?
Sign a few.
Do we think Brentford's going to be that low?
I had Bournemouth in there.
It's I
think I had Bournemouth around.
Brentford are a decent outfit.
I don't think Leeds will be 17.
And Palace.
Yeah, I didn't have Leeds that low.
I don't think Leeds will be that low.
I don't think they'll be that low, but I think I semi agree with them kind of. Everton as well.
I reckon it's them teams right in the mix and match.
Everton will be higher. David Moyes.
Man United might all get in there still.
Good one.
Leeds, Forest, same. Then mine was Brentford after that.
We reckon Sunderland will drop that low, yeah, after what they've done last season.
Hey, who saw that Brian Brobbie goal the other day?
Darkness.
Aye. Bro.
Hey, would you have him? Would you have him at the club?
I think I would, bro.
You could do with a striker like that, you know. I'm telling you, you can do with a striker like that, you know.
You know what, Meniscans? What you said, I think people were surprised last year by them. I think this season,
Sunderland.
I think this year, they'll plan a bit more, knowing that they're a bit physical. They've got a lot of the French players.
Someone's got to grab Brian Brobbie, though.
Brobbie's decent,
do you
man.
Do you think someone will grab him before the thing?
I don't know. And how much is he going to cost?
Would you take him?
I swear, Dan, I would, yeah.
50 mil, I'd say, max.
50 mil?
Blood, he's just a handful, bro. You don't want to play against people like that.
Do you think he's better than Lukaku? Or is that a mad
That's
comparison?
That's a mad chat.
That's a mad comparison.
Yeah, even
Lukaku was scoring 70
better
goals.
Better than Lukaku today.
Yeah, today's Lukaku.
Better than today's Lukaku. Although the team that he's at, is he gone Fenerbahce, right? That Fenerbahce team's, woo.
It's mad, you know.
We were all linked to him a few years ago, Ten Hag, innit?
In 15th there, we've got Fulham, I think. So Arbeloa's gone there and he's took Garcia,
he's
which
good.
Crazy. I think he's going to get goals. And he's took a winger. I can't think of his name, but he's took another winger.
Brahim Diaz.
No.
That's good knowledge, bro.
No, it's not. But yeah, so I think winger, Fulham look like they're looking to do something. So I've got them higher, but...
Where's Iwobi? Still at Fulham?
Yeah, man.
In the 10.
Aye, things left though, Harry Wilson.
Yeah, he's got Leeds.
Do you not know about this guy at Southampton? Brazilian guy?
No. Oh, but Fulham have signed Charles as well from Southampton. They've signed him from Southampton as well. Shay Charles,
man. Good.
They're in business with Little King. Is it King?
Josh King.
Josh King.
Bruv. Little King. They're
Oh, did Seychelles go Fulham, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think, yeah, Fulham.
But that Gonzalo's good, though, who they got from Real Madrid. He's good, he's good. He's
striker.
I don't expect him to be that low.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste, but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you'd expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites, like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero Croissant and 3-gram net carb Hero Pain au Chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
The next thing we're going to do before we get into the European spots, we're just going to the next 3 spots, so 10 to 8. We've got Newcastle in 10th, Bournemouth in 9th, and Brighton in 8th.
Who's Newcastle's new gaffer?
Jesse.
Do you know him?
From Saudi.
Mark knows him.
Jesse.
Who's that?
The Newcastle
Jesse.
Manager.
Jesse March.
No, it's not Jesse March.
No, it's something Jesse.
Lingard.
Jesse's his last name.
Jesse's his last name. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know much about him. Anyone know much about him? We don't know.
He was in Saudi.
What happened to Newcastle, man? I swear they got taken over by some serious consultant.
We've got her now, the woman at West Ham.
Really?
Yeah, oh, the woman with the face. You got her.
She built up
with
Newcastle.
The face.
I swear that's who you're talking about. Nah, the woman. Like,
the woman with the
face.
You know
what I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
And the man said, you know what I'm talking about.
What happened to her face?
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about.
Like
she's got plastic surgery in it. Her eyes are like mad, like.
Yeah, they lost Tonali.
Gomez,
Lewis Gordon,
Gordon's gone as well.
Yeah.
So, boys, it might seem like a harsh question, but is this Newcastle project more or less done?
Respectfully, it's been done from the first time they got into the Champions League. Like, it took it out of them, and then you saw what happened with their league position, and then it's been shaky ever since. You get me? There's been talk about Eddie Howe, whether he's going to stay, whether he's going to go. They've had problems, can't spend the money that they want to bring the big players in.
Bring the big players in.
Yeah, get me? They're losing their players. Isak went before, the season before. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, couldn't get Sesko, couldn't get Mbeumo. It was fun while it lasted. They started, they've done decent, got into the champs. I think the second they got into the champs, it started falling apart.
I feel like Newcastle got catfished. I feel like Newcastle got catfished. And that's the only way I can explain it, yeah, because when they got taken over, that looked serious. I was, because they're a big club, Newcastle, a big club, right? Yeah. I'm even thinking back to the days they had the Les Ferdinands, the Alberts, all them man there. Then they got taken over and I was thinking, you know what? Because I saw what happened to Chelsea, Man City. I was thinking, all right, give it a couple of years. These are going for the Premier League. And the reason why I said I feel like being catfished, because like you said, the first season, was it Champions League they got?
Mm.
So they've been doing the online stuff. The pictures are good when it comes to meeting, bro. It's a catfish.
You know what,
because I'm now seeing that they're losing big players. To be honest, I've not been too up to date. I don't really know what's going on over this summer, if I'm honest. So I don't know who they've recruited. I just know they've lost Tonali. What's his name? Bruno has gone to Arsenal.
Ramirez, Gordon.
They've done Gordon as well. They've done well to keep, obviously, Lewis Hall. It looks like they're keeping him anyway. But for me, I'm calling catfish on that because I don't know what's happening next for Newcastle.
Can someone help me here? Why didn't they just buy the players and pay a fine?
What do you mean? Like
that's what all the super clubs do.
But have they recruited well?
No.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
Isak was good.
Tonali was good.
I know
good.
It sounds mad. Anyone that they got that was good is gone.
No, they bought. They bought
anyone they
spent Hall in it.
They bought Hall. Hall
was good. Tonali was good. Isak was good.
Yeah, but they're gone.
Gomez was good.
They're gone. That's what I'm saying.
Botman's good. Yeah.
He's good for Newcastle.
But the thing is, with the backing that they've got behind them, they should be a European team now, in my opinion.
Yeah, but Europa.
Europa, that's fine. That's
yeah, their hands are tied, innit? They ain't been able to spend the money since they got
Elanga. They did spend money, you know. Elanga. So in that one
Elanga.
Season,
is Elanga still there? Elanga. Is Elanga still there?
Yeah, yeah. They just got him.
Elanga, Wissa, and Voldemort.
No, but Wissa and Voldemort. Wissa and Voldemort was terrible signings. Terrible money.
And they bought Harvey Barnes as well from Leicester.
They spent a lot of good money, big money, last season. On crap, didn't look like crap at the time, but it's turned out to be.
But they've brought in some money now, though, isn't it? With the sales that they've done.
So that balances the books. But you see what we said about Odegaard and how he looked at the World Cup? I feel Elanga looked good at the World Cup, so they might be getting a different Elanga.
Elanga's good, man. I rate Elanga.
How much difference is that going to make?
They brought in a left winger.
Who?
Torre from Hoffenheim. Yeah. Mm. They got a DM.
Torre.
What's his name? Bamba.
Bamba. Yeah, and then they brought one Ajax shoot. I've heard about the Ajax shoot. All right,
quickly, but do Bournemouth just drop off without Areola?
I don't think so.
Man. Those teams, man, they're set up well, man. Yeah. They got all that back staff and they know when you go, they got, you get me, the next mugs,
I feel like that's them kind of team's model. You see like Bournemouth, Brighton and them. Like, I feel like they know their position.
You've got to be ready for that.
And what they do so well, they scout well. They bring in talent and they sell that talent on. I think that's their model. They're not trying to break into the top.
Are you surprised Alex Scott's still there?
He said one more season though.
I'm not surprised. They're going to hold on to him. So
Brighton, Brentford, they've obviously got the history of just replacing, whether it be striker, defender, manager. Bournemouth, I'm not sure if they're quite there yet.
It's almost leveled with Brighton, bro, because they've got in Kroupi, that Ryan
You think they're level with Brighton? I know Brighton lost Van Hecker and all that, but that young coach that they got, what's his name? He's decent. Brighton lost his hair, innit?
I know my man.
Yeah. You know. That's how you know.
Brighton are proper outfit and they play some good stuff.
Now, I know my man's out. What's his name? Kroupi Jr. He's having surgery or something, so he's going to be out for a while. But he is crazy.
He's dope. He's
Ryan.
Him and Ryan, between both of them, they'll probably get 200 million. Literally, bro. They want big dough for that Ryan Yu. And Kroupi will probably be around 80, 90 as well.
He put like 130 million release clause in his contract. He's
Ryan,
a madman. Ryan, yeah.
And Alex Scott will like 70 million.
Yeah, Alex Scott will be 70, 80.
In his end of next year.
They've still got a few gems in board.
How much did they get for my man, the centre-back?
Sinisi.
Free. But they brought in Antonio Silva though from Benfica.
Spurs have recruited well, you know.
He was like a top youth.
Raw. I didn't know
that. The Prem so hungry, like not hungry. The Prem is so
savage.
No, not savage. I can't think of the word, but like not satisfying. But people want to come.
That's
there.
The destination.
That, yeah.
Right,
so like even as low as a club like, well, we're talking Bournemouth and whatnot. Top European players, top internationals will come. Look, Brazilian internationals.
You see, Rafael Leao and all them man there was to land. I reckon that's where they're going, Brighton and them kind of place there.
Where's he at? Has he stayed at AC?
Spurs, I'm not even cussing.
Stayed.
That's Spurs.
Man said Brighton.
Might be worse than Brighton than that right now.
No.
Not in terms of who they are as a club, though. You got.
I send me here,
though,
Lucky, bro. Man, Brighton, bro.
They're actually cold.
Trust
bro,
me. Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, like
as a team, though.
No, but what he's saying is right. Sorry, Mars, go on.
Yeah, quickly before we move on, is there anybody say like in this little trench here that we got that you think should be in there? So from 10th to 8th, we got Newcastle, Bournemouth and Brighton. Who do you say, Linz?
Yeah, I think United.
You really
could be
think
in
United
there.
on a?
They could be.
Spurs could be. Villa could be.
Yeah, Spurs could be. Villa
Liverpool could be. A lot of teams
Liverpool
could be.
I mean, anybody.
Be in there.
I mean, anybody could be. Yeah. Why United? Not just because you're not like.
Because of the extra games.
Okay then. Well, you could talk about it because they're going to come up in the next thing, innit? So let's move on
let's
to
see.
They shouldn't be the next team. We're moving up to the European spots from 7th.
Let's see. I can't remember what.
Do you know why? Because you lot are liars. Let me say something quickly. I remember how it's like now. You show everyone, you show it one by one. This is going to disgust me where you lot come up, bro. It's going to disgust me.
Because look, come up,
roll the tape, bro.
All right, seventh place, we've got Aston Villa.
Fourth, why? Oh, yeah, Morgan.
Who they lost? Morgan Rodgers.
Yeah, moving vets.
And Tielemans as well.
Is why I had them. I'm pretty sure I had them around there. Who have they recruited? Who have they brought in?
They've got.
Bless you.
They got Suzuki.
Is that done deal?
My guy.
Maybe.
My guy.
They got a Swiss player that's good. I think his name's Manzambi.
The black
Congolese.
The black
Swiss youth.
Yeah, Manzambi. Yeah.
Central winger.
Tielemans and Rodgers are big losses though.
They are.
I think Rodgers is
on a Brighton thing. If they can replace them with like similar level players, I don't think lose. Because how much goals did Morgan Rodgers score last season in the league? 10?
6?
Are you sure?
It was like 10 or something like that.
10 or 11?
I said 6.
Is it no, 6? It was like 10 or 11.
I said light 6.
I said a light 6, bro.
It's like 12 or something.
That's double hat tricks.
Like, I think it's 10.
11. So you think it's a big loss?
No, I think so.
That's what I'm saying.
I think
if this Mozambique, who else?
Mozambique's good.
Who is Mozambique? Who's that?
Where's he come from? Freiburg.
So was that Germany?
Somewhere in Germany.
Freiburg. I bought Gladbach. Him. Where did I buy him from?
I feel like German team. I think they can survive in the Prem. Them man that are playing in Germany.
Do you know what is? I don't know, man. That was against my ethics, bro. I was about to agree with you, the German league ain't as nah. Is
Freiburg come from?
They lost Dignia as well to PSG as well.
Oh yeah, Dignia's one. Me and Lippi are the only people that had them in the top four.
I can't see them top Villa. Four still.
Yeah, man, I think they'll do all right. But obviously, this is...
I respect Emery, though. I feel he can always drag
good manager, up. Defo.
Suzuki. Is he good?
Apparently.
We're going to find out.
I heard he does Hallers every week.
He's been linked with top teams.
Well, where's Martin? Is he left?
Yeah. He's gone Juve.
No, that failed. Yeah,
he hasn't. That flopped.
Juve's took Vicario.
He hasn't left.
So now, I bet Suzuki fails now.
No, Villa have come out and said Suzuki's going to be
number
one. We
forgot a bad boy that they got, though.
Ooh, Villa.
Garnacho.
Ah, come on, bro.
You know Regen. What? Seventh might be on.
Regen.
Seventh is perfect for them.
Seventh might be on.
What is he, number seven?
Probably. Let's see who's number six.
His debut stunk, man.
In sixth place, we have
Spurs.
Up from 17th. What's that, like a 11-point jump.
Wait, do you think Manama are overrating it?
11-point?
Overrating.
They've made some good signings. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. Like they got a gel. What's their last two seasons? 17th and
16th.
17th.
They're the 17th best team in the league on paper.
What do you reckon? Sixth. Spurs.
This is the truth. Yeah, I understand. In it, they're not the club the size of Arsenal, fan base wise, and all of that. But these men. Even if they do finish sixth, bro, these men have finished 17th.
Twice.
In a row, bro.
Mm.
Yeah? Everyone has every right to believe that these men are idiots, bro. You can't say, like, at the same time, football's football. With the signings on paper, if you're going to tell me that team's going to come sixth,
yeah,
one game a week, it's possible.
Do you know what's funny as well, though, Lippy? Like you said, yeah? You see when we was talking about Leao? If he went to Tottenham, it's not as much of a kind of what's he doing there as if he went to Brighton. Remember, we was talking about Brighton. Like, if you said Leao and then man could end up at Brighton because Brighton are cold.
Yeah.
If he went Tottenham, man wouldn't actually question it.
No, you wouldn't. No way.
Do you get my point?
Absolutely not.
But signings like him is why Tottenham been bad recently. Like, for me, Xavi Simmons is a
Raphael
Leao.
The new
Leao
thing
style.
Is his Premier League proven stuff. That's what people are doing now.
And they bought a lot of Prem proven.
Well, as I say, if you go through and look at the business, what they've done, because the team, even though they haven't performed, yeah. There's talent sprinkled in that squad. They've got a good manager. De Zerbi weren't there before. De Zerbi is proper. He's a proper coach.
They're
going to be playing
Andy
good.
Roberts,
they're
going to
be playing
Poro.
Good football. They brought in Tonali and Fernandes.
Lost Jed
in that midfield. Yeah, Jed's lost still. Van Hecker.
But he weren't starting.
They got Van Hecker in the back. Van Hecker and Van.
No, Poro.
Van Hecker and Van den Ven.
Guys,
they're just talking over me and I'm trying to speak.
What's going on with you lot? What's going on, man?
I go back to how you was in the beginning quickly. So. Yeah. Van Hecker and Van den Ven is stop laughing point. I didn't do that.
Yeah, Marks is playing DM today. Marks is playing DM still. Marks is playing DM.
That is nasty.
I'm right, bro.
That's it for a minute. Don't do that.
No, look, Van Hecker and Van den Ven is going to be formidable. And they ain't got the deals over the line yet.
Why are they going to be formidable?
Because Van den Ven's a top centre-back in the league, in my opinion.
Van den Ven is a top centre-back.
Yeah, I think he's cold. I'm just giving you my opinion. I said it in my opinion, and you're going to fight
this
me for
is
it.
What he always
Stop
says.
Doing that.
I finished the sentence with in my opinion.
Bro,
it's not worth fighting me.
Say that no more.
Okay, cool.
If your justification for your opinion is I'm allowed my opinion,
everyone's
you are idiot, bro.
Okay, fine.
But we know that, bro. We know that. Explain.
I think Van den Ven's one of the best centre backs in the league.
Why?
Because that's my opinion.
See, dead.
Because I watch him play football.
Dead.
No, because I watch him play football.
You've given me no reasoning.
I like Van der Ven still. I like him still.
I watch him play. I think Van Hekker's good as well. Is Van Hekker not good?
Van Hekker's good. Van Hekker's
Why?
Good. Van Hekker's good. He's good.
What are you talking ball. About? What kind of stupidness is this, man?
To speak.
Kind of foolishness.
Can you stop me, bro?
Okay, go on.
Belly touch, bro. Yeah?
Double jab. Double
That's
jab.
Low. That's low. See? You see? When man get in the corner, they just got to resort.
That's a double jab.
This one, man's got to resort to double jabs.
We're back.
Get the ropes.
Stand on the double jab. You're taking it.
We're live.
Your head's a little loose.
My fist weren't clenched. Hold
that, man. Keep it distant.
All right, cool.
Martin's look, right though.
And look, yeah, they ain't got them over the line yet, but I'm hearing that they're committed to Gakpo and Savinho. They're gonna
Gakpo
they're
like, will be a
they're
big
400 million. They're 400 m's deep. Right, adding to what they got with the new gaffer.
And
it's proper.
And let's not forget, yeah, Tonali, Fernandez. The big clubs wanted him. We wanted him. United wanted him. Us, I think you lot wanted Tonali, but man, weren't trying to spend that money. They spent the money. They've recruited well.
I'll be honest, getting shuffled out of a transfer. Tug of war with Tottenham is meaty, man.
Bro, United have been doing it. We've been spending big money on these players. We said, you know what, don't worry about it. We see Tielemans for 35 mil. Man took him in.
We're not at Man U yet, but
Wait for it then. No.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Anyway, that was the biggest jump from any team that we voted on. Everybody had them in their top six apart from Scribbs. Ainsley had them seventh and Lippi who had them ninth.
Because I'm facts, bro.
Ninth.
Yes, and that's even I'm lying because it's probably 12th, so I'm even rating them. Because remember when they came 17th, where did I say they was gonna finish, Paul? 13th. The whole of the internet got onto me. I said yes, so what's wrong? They're worse. Bro.
They're worse.
We'll see. It's big signings, but I want to ask United fans: did they not? I wouldn't say worry you.
That's a good word.
Do you not think like they're like? In the mix, and they're kind of
They're playing one game a week. Yeah, I think them and Chelsea look like we should be worried about.
That battle for that top four between them two and Liverpool seems to be on. That's how I'm looking at it. With all due respect,
I hear it.
All right, cool. Let's look at this number five. Liverpool.
No chance.
No change.
I said no chance.
What do you say? They're lower than fifth.
There's no screen there. I don't know what you're talking about. That was just my own.
Liverpool missed out on the top four by 2 points. And Luz had them third.
Bro.
Yeah, but Luz knows how to play the game. He's cooking the books. Because if he didn't have them third, they would have been lower. You know what I'm saying?
This is smart.
Tactical.
No, you couldn't.
It's tactical voting.
No one thought Liverpool were going to come lower than third.
Where's Liverpool this year? Are Liverpool in Europe? Are you in Europa?
No, Champions League.
Where do you finish?
Everyone's in Europe, bro. Yeah, why third, Lund?
Why third, Lund?
I reckon we're the third best team in the league. That's why. I honestly do.
No, it doesn't matter what you reckon.
You can't kill him for it.
There's a fact. It's like, I don't get what's going on. It's childish. Yeah? I'm going to put my hand down. Like, listen.
I'll just quote the trophy ain't there, you know. That's
blimey.
Last time I was here, the trophy was there.
These man broke it. That's what happened.
I hear it, bro.
You lost it.
Yeah, but after they broke it, you lost it.
All right, listen. We're going to stop them. Everyone's going to calm down now.
Okay, go.
And I'm going to explain why I think Liverpool are going to finish third. I just think we're going to finish third because I think we're just going to surprise, isn't it? Like we did when we won the league. Like when we won the league, we weren't supposed to win the league. I think we're just going to be better than Man United because I'll explain when Man United's up. I don't think Michael Carrick said, get me Yuri Tielemans and Andre Santos.
We asked you about Liverpool,
right,
bro.
Chill, we asked you about Liverpool.
This is why I'm saying don't go through Chelsea. Third. I think Arsenal and Manchester City it's like first and second. But then the other space is up for grabs. And I believe our best 11's better than yours. And I believe we'll finish higher than you. That's it. I don't even think your best 11's better than Chelsea.
You know what?
I don't think your best 11's better than Spurs, in all honesty.
Well done, Lynch.
I'll be honest. Like I said, there's no screen, but I have the information. Margs and Haider had Liverpool 7th.
That's fine.
These men,
that's where they're going to finish.
Where did Bournemouth finish last season? 7th?
Yeah. I think so.
It's possible, man.
Yeah, that's where 18 they're going
to Bournemouth it off.
18 draws Bournemouth got last season, you know?
That's where they're going to finish. 7th, man. Oh, God, 1 second, because they're telling me something in the... Hey, Lippi had them winning the league.
No one had them Man United winning the league.
Is that a mistake?
Do you know what it is? Let me tell you something. Let me land. Because you see patterns in life, like they're important to follow. So the other day, I see Calafiori score our first goal of the season, just like last season. And last season, I said Liverpool would win the league.
I respect that.
So to remain in the settings, Liverpool, you lot are going to win the league. What is that? What is that? What is that? Of all the things that's
Liverpool
been said on this
show.
Of all the things that's been said on this show.
Steve,
I respect it still.
I respect it still. I respect it. He didn't even say nothing, man. Stay quiet for a minute. Let a man speak.
You know what? When we tell me your reasoning as to why they're going to win, not going to win the
How
league.
How long is Ekitike out for?
November.
Yeah, no, December.
What do you think for Isaac?
He's looking good.
Isaac is mental.
He's looking good.
Gregory Isaac.
Isaac's looking good.
Isaac
is Barcola's going to come through the door. That Muniz looks good as well.
Try to Bible it off.
I don't know. Jeremy Jacque looked cold yesterday.
Since Klopp, yeah, Liverpool, it's not the same Liverpool, man. I'm going to lie. They're a madman of a young United, bro, when United lost Fergie. Liverpool on the back steps, man.
Man United didn't win the league after Fergie, though.
Yes, it's calm, man. We won the league after Klopp, bro. Yeah. It was Klopp's team.
Glasses back on.
Loons, one thing you have to say about Jacket, though, yeah?
Jacket.
Man got earned Jacket.
Yeah, no, but you have to admit he's got your role. Poet frame.
No.
Yes,
he's got poet knee.
You're chatting. He's big.
He's not hench.
He's got Euro frame.
Jacket.
Jacket is 6'3", 6'4".
Man, David Luiz him off, you know.
Sleeveless bomber.
Far strong.
Man, David Luiz him off.
I'll give him that. Strong. He looks strong, but it's a bit poet frame.
Big. Yeah, scored yesterday.
Poet's stronger than he looks on the pitch when he plays like centre back and that. No, he actually is.
Poet's a centre back.
Listen, Poet.
He's better than Euro.
Let me ask.
Poet.
Yes.
Poet, you're my dog. How did you injure your foot again that time?
Jumped over a gate.
But a man and landed on a feather. Spraying his whole
frame.
ACL, MCL.
I landed on a feather, man.
Broke his arm.
Henderson thing. As confident I am, after the Community Shield, definitely, they are a threat this season. 100%, yes. I believe that.
Okay.
I think you lot...
To what he believes, man.
You don't have to believe stuff.
Chelsea, maybe, but you lot got the players that can win the league. You got players that could win the league. We got players that could win the league.
Absolutely.
City have players that could win the league.
I believe that as well. I don't believe the Man United do, though.
You don't think we got players that can win the league?
Man United got the same defence in 2022. It's dark out here.
Let's wait till we get onto them. We're going to talk about them.
Let's see where the man I'm going to put United.
Business end. Top four. Fourth is Chelsea.
Up from 10th. They are in Europe next year, not in Europe.
Nah, one game a week.
One game a week, they
got no excuse then.
I can see it, man.
I like their additions. They've, like I said, they've gone Premier League proven. Did they get Welbeck over the line?
Yeah, they did.
They
got Welbeck done.
They got Henderson. I could see. No, bro, he's Premier League.
Le Croc, the one.
Yeah, Rodgers, that's what I'm trying to say. But they've done the Premier League thing.
Welbeck. Yeah, they got Lacroix as centre back.
Lacroix.
I can't say his name.
Lacroix.
What?
A whole black bird.
Lacroix.
I wouldn't even think.
Starting with a French accent.
Lacroix.
How do you say
cold.
It?
I said,
It's not Lacroix, bro.
It is Lacroix.
It's Lacroix.
I said Lacroix's cold.
But can you speak French?
See, Lacroix, bro.
Lie, man.
Play with my French.
Captain, man.
I speak French, bro.
You don't speak French.
I do. His name's Pierre. What do you want me to say?
That's by accident.
What do you want me to say?
Say something French that ain't normal. No je m'appelle nothing. Go on.
C'est de la douche.
No je m'appelle, I say bonjour and he say easy.
That's French, right?
Croissant.
C'est de la douche.
What is it? The beaver is hiding or something?
Man said pussy, you know.
He knows what he's done.
My pussy.
You lot are crazy, man.
He's French.
The beaver is hiding.
The baby still pushed me. Is what? Lacroix?
No, my pussy.
C'est de la douche. That's right, isn't it?
My pussy.
Yeah, there's the
show.
I'm telling you.
Boys.
Bonjour, madame.
Man said my pussy.
Bonjour, madame.
Yeah.
Who's madame, bro?
Who's madame, bro?
That sounds like a brother.
Hello, madame.
Hello, madame.
That sounds like a winger. It sounds like he plays for Montpellier.
Like a Brighton winger.
Jan madame.
Madame.
Jan madame.
What the hell was that?
Sure, madame.
Bonjour, madame, innit?
Yeah. Hey, so look. Chelsea, we got Chelsea in fourth. Everybody had them in their top five except for Greg. We had them six.
Wicked.
They're playing one game a week, like we said. I think they've brought in some decent players. I reckon, even though Enzo on that day, I don't really like him, but I reckon they need another. I think if they get another midfielder, I'll be proper shook at these lot.
Stop doing that proper midfield business, you know? Stop doing that proper midfield business.
That midfield too. Is
Enzo and Caicedo are serious.
I don't like Enzo,
bro.
Man.
What do you think of Alonso, though? I mean, that's a good addition, Alonso.
The coach?
He's got he's got a bad record against Prem teams, isn't he? When he was at Leverkusen, that super.
He isn't managing the Prem, you've
really. No, but when he plays them in Europe and all that, like.
Yeah, but now he's playing the Prem teams with a Prem team, so it's different.
Let me
ask. Not a good
you,
one.
Are they playing wing backs as the wing backs? Or are they playing Quenda and another wing
back? But Quenda plays wing back.
Yeah, but over there. Right.
You say over there, sir?
Over here, he should be final third.
He can probably do both, bro. Though, no? He could do
I don't
both,
know, man. I think it works.
They've got depth, bro.
Do you know what it is? I'm not saying he can't defend, but it's the fact that he's going to have a next man in front of him that's going to be doing the attacking. And if he's going to... Where's he going to be? On the right?
I think it depends on the setup, you know? Because I know I said we shouldn't talk about them, but I think I see the same thing with Ahmad. Ahmad was frightening on that wing back. And then the second we've gone 4-3-3 and we moved in thing, he's more better defensively attacking. We're not getting as much out of him. When he was playing wing back...
When? No, let him talk.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about
when.
I'm talking about
this season. When he scored 3 goals or something.
He's on Ahmad. I told you.
You know I'm on Ahmad. Okay. You lot gave him the wrong size shorts the other day. And then running around like an idiot.
With a basketball short with a full nappy. Yeah. Running around like
bro,
a baby with a full
you
nappy.
You lot don't
that.
Rate him.
I'm just saying Quenda could work in that.
Is Quenda
better
than Diallo?
Right now, no.
You can't even, that's what I'm saying.
I don't
watch him enough to even tell you, I'll be honest with you.
I don't know him. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to look like I know what's going on.
Right, did I have them the highest, Greg? We said I had them third, didn't
yeah. Oh, Steven Scribbs.
Winning
the league. So tell me about Alan.
Can I get
Quenda.
A card?
What?
Let me get that yellow card.
What are you on,
bro? So yeah, no, I thought I'd, you know, just throw it in the mix. One game a week.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste, but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you'd expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites, like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero Croissant and 3-gram net carb Hero Pain au Chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Chelsea, I see Jackson come back and I just think...
He is good.
Mate, the way he's been linking, it's like he's gone over to Bayern Munich, had time to... Because they do a lot of technique work over there. I watch them train. It's a bit boring, but I watch them train on YouTube. Wicked training sessions. A lot of small-sided, technical-based stuff. And it's like he's come back a better player. He's come back. What's funny? What's happened?
No, like, go on.
Technique work is a mental, but...
Land it.
I tried to fight it. Sorry.
So I think he's come back a better player. So that's now two up top. So you got João Pedro, where last year they only had the one. Obviously, the lap was like a handicap, wasn't it? For the team.
But let me ask you something.
Let me finish. That's what you call it, bro.
Don't make a scene.
Yeah.
Handicap.
So they've got two up top now. They've brought in two fullbacks. Quenda, obviously, wing back, but they've brought in the Italian, who's a good fullback up
Palestra.
And down.
Palestra.
He's almost like Calafiore, but on the right side. That's very, very industrious.
That's big.
Big statement.
No, he's cooking. No, he's cooking.
And then, obviously, Morgan. Morgan, Rodgers in the centre to link up with. He could play centre or he could play on the wing. Again, you're filling positions now. I just think they've got. I think Fernandez comes back even stronger. Like, I know he thrives on being hated. So I think he comes back an even better player. They've got the Lecoq at the back. What's his name?
Lecroix
At the back, which, again,
that's experience. Lecoq sportive.
You've
remember
also
that?
Got, as I say, you've got another striker in Welbeck, which I just forgot. Henderson, this is more for the club.
Who? Henderson.
I said Henderson.
No, Lehu, no.
Bro, that was half hour ago, cuz. Like, what?
Get the card and book him.
So, yeah, man. So I'm saying, for me, with all of that being said, Chelsea would definitely be, well, not definitely, you can't say definitely, but for me, they'll be challenging. I did put them top, but that was just to ruffle some feathers, but I think they'll be up there. And I didn't even mention Alonso, by the way.
Having the same ball opinion as Scribbs?
But I think, I was speaking to Poet the other day, and I think Scribbs literally has got probably one of the best football opinions out of the field fellas.
Like I said, no
facts.
Play.
Facts. Facts.
For you to say that means that you're way off the mark.
I'm not. What? Scribbs said
you put
that
Liverpool
we
ninth, brother. Come on.
I said first.
First.
Do you know who you miss out on, Steve-O?
Go on, mate.
Return. Levi Colwill. Bad boy, centre back.
Return, man. Trust me. Chelsea look good, man.
You're forgetting, man. They still got the same goalie.
They got the guy, the little ginger nut, the Argentinian left back. Cold. The one that was at Brighton, winding everyone up. I forget his name. Cold. Barco. Bad boy player.
Ice Spice.
Barco.
Barco.
Oh, obviously Barco.
The one that Jude slapped?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Little man.
Fish.
All right, let's move on to third. Third place is Manchester United. No change. Same again. Margs and Menace had them winning the league.
Nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to ask you, because I don't want him to tell me, because it's my opinion. You're going to kill me.
Would you?
So I'm going to ask you. Yeah, it's because you don't believe it, Tony. What players do you think could win you this league? Just answer me with names.
Names?
Don't start explaining.
Okay. Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
Cesco.
Cunha.
Nah, Rashford.
I'm stopping you.
Hey, I'm going to do the mugs. Don't let me pull the mugs. I'm talking about my team.
Okay, go on.
Let me talk about my team.
I'm going to let you go.
Our attacking, in terms of our six, Rash, if he stays, Ahmad, Mbeumo, Cesco, Cunha.
Xerxes.
Bruno, let me know.
Xerxes looking
hey, can
fire.
Can I talk for my team? You had Liverpool.
You out, mate.
Our front line is not a joke.
100%.
It's not a joke.
It's a whole comedy show.
Last episode, were you not saying, bro, pick your side, bro.
He don't need to.
Pick your side. 1 minute he's against it. Like, just pick your side. Stay on your side. You don't rate us, stay there.
You know I don't rate
you can see what strategy he decided to go with from the beginning of the episode. So just leave him.
Stay there. Like I'm saying.
What's this team up against?
My front line, I'm good with my front line. They've still got years to improve. And I think this league doesn't scare me. Chelsea's got a new manager. It could go one way or the other. Arsenal ain't got VAR on this side. It could go one way or another. City, but from what I saw in the Community Shield, it could go one way or another.
No Pep.
Who else is it? Liverpool.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It could go one way or another. For my club, based on what I've seen at the back end of last season where everyone was moving warm, pre-season, not too great, not too bad, but I don't think it could go towards one club. And I think my club, United, have what it takes to win the league, whether you like it.
You've got your convincing voice on.
I just want to say, my pick was just based in logic, innit? So since Michael Carrick has signed and been playing in the Premier League, factually he's proved he's been the best manager in the league and he's picked up the most points. So I'm just saying, I'm expecting more of the same.
Let me respond to that.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Let me respond to that.
So it's just based in logic though, it weren't.
Let me respond to your logic. And again, your logic, that is true. This ain't to argue against it, but to just add a little bit of
context.
The matches us and City were playing from when you got Carrick, it was different. We were playing for different pressure. We were in a title race.
You don't know pressure.
What do you mean we don't know pressure?
We're Manchester United, the biggest club in the world. You don't know pressure.
And again, we were playing in the business end of the Champions League and challenging for the league. And you think your manager's better than ours because what you got?
He didn't.
How many?
Every
how
three
much
weeks.
More points?
Remember they were playing every 3 weeks.
How much more points did you lot get?
We got more.
Yeah, more.
Cool, man. We got more than man saying it like it's better than us getting more than everyone in the country.
Even what you just brought up is bull because you're going for the league. You and City's going for the league.
You are going to try and win every game possible for that league. Arsenal ain't won it in how many years?
It's pressure though, that's what he's saying.
I ain't speaking to you for one sec. I'm talking about the point. You are both trying to win as much games as possible. So you bringing that up against the fact that Carrick got more points than you two. You're using champs and whatnot. You are going for something you ain't won in 20 plus years.
So is Carrick going to win the league?
And?
See what he's saying?
Mark, tell him be quiet again.
So you're doing what Carrick's doing. You're trying to win league games.
And you're trying to win as much as possible, and Carrick's won more or got more points. So I don't understand why
from when Carrick come and taken over. That's what he said. He's very specific.
When did Carrick? What week was it? Like week 18 or
no? No.
Like week 13 or something.
29 or something.
29. I mean, no,
25.
Yeah, 25.
14 games.
No.
25.
17, 18. Yeah. So he managed. He managed what? 18.
Half the season. Just say half the season.
Was there any cup games that
he managed? No, they're long gone.
18 games. Us and City probably played 30 certain games in that time.
Absolutely.
So you winning them little matches.
Every 3 weeks.
You're saying, because put it this way. You winning that little, since Carrick forwarded league, got you all. Us and City finished above you. So it means nothing.
They didn't get us. Cool. We're in the Champions League.
Yeah, but it's not compared to you thing. It's that
only one person can win it.
Brother, he's saying they could win the league because since my man landed, they've got the most points. Yeah. What's that got to do with us?
It don't get you nothing, though. That's what,
that's what I'm saying. It gets you nothing, bro.
It's momentum you can build towards the new season.
He explained it really well.
You're just upset that he's using that logic.
Did I not start off by saying his logic makes sense? Besides that, it didn't make sense.
Okay, cool. So weekend were gone. Obviously, your last preseason game, the strongest team you lot put. How do you lot feel about
that? That weren't the strongest team.
Who was missing?
I mean, made changes.
Everybody.
Who?
Do you know who came on? Mainu came on. Rashford came on. Martinez came on. What's he talking about?
Kick out to gums.
I see Martinez get dust out. By Loftus.
Are you crazy about him?
He should have stayed off.
Same defender since 2022.
I thought you didn't care about preseason.
Dalot, Maguire, Martinez, and Shaw. You've had those four since 2022.
It's not a good look. They ain't it.
That back line got higher than you last season.
So you only care about preseason when.
Sort out Cole and Jacket and Virgil and them, man.
Don't worry, bro. We'll be good.
We got work to do, man.
All Mark said, and it's rattled. The Arsenal and the madness were crazy, and Liverpool rattled you. All he said was his reason that why he thinks they could possibly win the league is because when Carrick took over, the amount of points that he put on the table was very, very good, and he would like to see more of that. And if he did go into the season, which now you add that Champions League's here now and this, that, and the other, so it might not happen, but he said if he did do that and win the same amount of league games or the same percentage, then it puts them in with a chance.
We ain't brought in enough players. That's the only thing that will stop us is the squad's thin right now.
That was my next question. Like, are you lot happy with the signings? You believe Michael Carrick, when he was director of football and said, get me Andre Santos and Tielemans? You believe this?
Yeah.
Do you believe he's gone in there in this world of midfielders? He has asked for Andre Santos.
And who cares?
This is his fifth choice. This team cannot win.
How many times are you going to ask? I answered you. I said yes.
What about centre midfielder?
No one cares. Calm down. I'm not shouting.
You're shouting. No, we're not talking on my own. You lot spoke louder than me. Just cool up, man. You lot just trying to talk louder than me. I do not believe.
Gaslighting narcissist.
Broski, honestly.
It's ridiculous.
All right, fine. I get it.
It's horrible.
I know. Can I just get my point across?
It's horrid. No.
Why not, though?
Because you're trying.
But, huh? Come on, bro. Come on, take control up there, man.
I mean, take control while you're doing step over.
Is it? Why you got to take control up there.
Let's talk top table.
Because obviously these lot, this Man United, and these substituted Man United. Do you believe Michael Carrick has gone to his director of football after? No. He said yes. So there you go.
Let me just answer. I don't think it matters, bro. It don't matter. These men are here now. This is your midfield. There's more important conversations to have. Because you see the things you try to kill them with. You're trying to kill a man by shooting him in the elbow. I'm going for the Ross Clark dome for them boy there. Yeah? So let me ask you.
Yeah, ask
on
the
a
question.
Football thing.
Yeah.
Shut up, man. Shut up, bro.
Delicate, please.
Chill, man.
Sleep like you,
bro. Steve-O, why? I got a booking straight away, and he's touched the ref. I'm not saying anything else, bro.
Yeah, bro.
He's got chewing gum on the pitch as well.
Give it to him.
Give him more. Give him the pack. Give him the whole pack. Take the whole pack.
I don't eat chewing gum, boys.
You don't eat it. You chew it. Oh, you should.
Some sort of mint.
The tree board, triple X-ray.
You got black stuff in your teeth now.
Wait.
On my life.
All right, boys.
All right, now, look, stop.
Yeah.
All right, put the guns down. Put them down. Put them down, man.
Hush.
I brush my teeth more than you, bro. Got black, you come to work with.
Lying.
There's black stuff in your teeth, bro. Look like peppercorn.
Put the guns down.
It looks like from Sunday dinner. Look like sage.
You know when a man keeps taking a touch?
Look like stuffing. Forward.
There's nothing there.
Bro, just
got
chill
stuffing
out.
In his teeth, bro.
It's a poet, say something, man.
Poet, say something.
Yeah, man.
It was a terrible. Yeah, like, with the staff, man. Who the fuck's the staff?
Yo, man.
That's an offside, man.
Bro, man, still taking, still dribbling.
Yeah, man,
all right, boys.
He lied.
Chill.
He lied.
Boys. Beenos and Haidar had United finishing second. I'm proud of you, Beenos and Haidar. Because usually, you lot proper liars. Yeah, you lot are just telling the truth this time. And Scribbs and Steve-O, you know what? I hear it. Scribbs might be on a roll.
That's funny, though. It's all United fans.
I said what I said. West Ham United. Do you get me?
Everyone else had him in the... Oh, sorry.
Go on, bro.
Everybody else had them in the top five except for
Hot me. Breath. Lippy.
Who had them six? Where did he put them loons?
Do you like eighth? Like, what are you on about? The extra 10 games. There's a lot to consider here, boys. Like, there's a lot to consider here. Like, there's a lot to consider. You got bare games, squads thin.
Luke, you see Loons' issue? Why are you saying it in a worried way?
I'm worried for them.
These men are tired, bro. We should be enjoying this.
Ahmad's getting ratings. It's mad.
Why? What's wrong with Ahmad?
That was a stray. I don't know.
What's wrong with Ahmad?
To jump on that bike.
Nah, he couldn't. He's like, I'm not going to jump on that foolishness. How's he going to jump on that stupid?
What, is Ahmad good?
Yes.
He is good. He's just not doing it.
He's better than Jeremy Frimpong.
He's too, what? and who in the Munoz shoot? Who they got?
A right back.
That comparison's dark.
He's a right back.
If a man said Zolis is better than
no, but he ain't played right back for Liverpool. He's been playing right wing.
You get what I'm saying?
He's been playing right wing for Liverpool.
Played right back
mostly. You're even saying he's not a fullback. He was on the show saying he's not a fullback.
But Frimpong said he's a right back though.
He is.
You said he's not a right back.
I said he's part of a back five. Yeah. So,
he's a rat. You can't save him, man.
I can't try it every time. Allow him, try and save me.
Yeah.
Yes, Key.
Don't worry. When it's all said and done, you lot are all going to be denying safety.
I slapped his thighs. When it's all said and done, bro.
When Carrick's out the door, when you lot are going to be moaning, oh, Xerxes got to leave again. This one's. When you are back there, remember.
But you're not doing it last year, though.
Okay, what about the year before?
Loon's played his way out of trouble. Accept it.
No, he didn't.
It was offside.
He ran down a cul-de-sac.
It was offside. It don't matter.
Shut up. I'll tell them about my goal on the weekend, you idiot.
I'll show them the goal.
Tell them about my goal on the... Why are you going back 2 weeks?
All right. Don't talk to me like that because I was on your side.
All right, tell them about my goal.
No.
Nah, he's got a good goal.
He's never mentioned a goal in how
long. No, because I was there.
I know, but you know, there's proof.
He leapt up like a salmon. He's moving like Rico Lewis. No, Nico O'Reilly, sorry. He's moving like Nico O'Reilly.
Too late. Rico Lewis.
Rico Lewis.
Blonde
Rico
hair.
Lewis, yeah.
Blonde Rico hair. Lewis. Cisco Duff. You're moving like Cisco.
I'm supposed to get ratings and this is what's happening.
I didn't do that on purpose.
Climbing pressure. Sign me, bro.
He's moving like Nico O'Reilly. Leaped up. Back
no,
stick.
Come on, man.
Head off the post.
That, man.
What did you do?
Come on, man. It was like.
Header in off the post.
All right.
Headed the post.
You finished the move. You move like you did anything. Like,
so headed the post.
You want to say more? In off the post. Header in off the post.
All right, boys. It's United. Third, we just said. Third.
Wait, United, once again. Okay. Someone crossed the ball in, and he headed it. And I told you so. And he's telling me to tell them more. What more? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what did you do? Like, is he sick? Like someone crossed the ball in, you headed it and scored. What more do you want me to tell them?
Just calm down and I'll see.
No, we don't know.
All right, tell them.
Bro, you can't, because why did you just say? Why did you say tell them? You could have just spoke, bro. Why did five?
You told me earlier, it's rubbish goal,
what's
man.
What's wrong with you, Black Teeth?
Have we got footage of the goal?
Nah,
man.
Do you want to smile with the camera and see whose teeth are better than mine or yours?
Chill, Black Teeth.
Okay, last on the goal, then move on.
Done the bendy run, right? And then the first cross got blocked. So then, you know, when you got to like get back on the back foot, but I see them, they're saying, step up. So I got side on.
You know what they say? You always got to tap the ball side on, but then I saw the ball going in and I was like, I'm going to get... So I had to, change. And you know what the commentator would have said? Good footwork in.
Binos, did you see it?
Binos is denying everything, you know?
No, because we was there.
Binos has denied everything.
And then it wasn't quite a header. Like, it was a bit more than a header. You get what I'm saying to you? Because I got up and then it was like...
What?
Like that's how it was like. And then I put it in the bottom corner. And then tell them about my overhead kick that I nearly scored after.
You never nearly touched it. Like, you didn't even nearly touch
you
it.
Overhead kick. Come on, man.
You don't need to stop playing this walking football that you look.
Isn't it? What? You couldn't play there. Anyway.
Yeah, damn right, I'm not old enough. What are we doing there? What the hell are we doing there?
hey, okay, cool.
Gotcha.
Hey, come in.
Hey, that's dark. If he left you there, that would be dark.
All right, let's move on to number two. Who's number two? Arsenal Football Club.
Wow, Man City.
Man City.
Damn, second
again, City's no change. Second is, let's talk about this then, man.
Everyone had them finishing in the top five.
No, let's have it. Everyone supports them.
No, Steve-O and Marks had them lowest.
And maybe you sometimes.
That means you love them. You had them higher than me. Steve-O and Marks had them the lowest. No one had City winning the league.
Where did you have them, first. Steve-O?
Fifth.
I had Man City winning the league.
Whoa. Listen, nobody had City winning the league, which is a filthy fellas first.
No
the first
way.
Time in 12 years.
What?
Is that right, Donny?
Mate, not according to me, but VAR's ruled me out.
But yeah, nah, all jokes aside, usually when we do these drafts, by default, half of us are going to say City's going to win the league. And it's almost an argument with the people that are saying that they're not. So maybe it is a filthy first that everyone's kind of turned up, apart from Donny, thinking that I don't know, man. I was gonna say something cold. The City magic's gone. The City magic's gone. Pep is gone. You understand? Fact.
There's gonna be some kind of hangover, innit?
Yeah.
There's not a guarantee.
I know.
A guarantee.
Ah, yeah. You can talk.
You know it is. I think before we were talking about a transition, but because some of the bosses were still around, it kind of didn't look that way. Bernardo, Rodri, obviously gone and got Haaland. But Rodri, Bernardo's gone.
Pep gone.
Pep is gone.
Mm. I don't think they're going to win the league. I voted it though. I did vote it because I took the shot. See, when you drop the shoulder, sometimes you got to shoot. You know what I mean? So, I shifted and I shot. But to be fair, with everyone that's left, I can't see it. But I can't have Arsenal winning the league.
You know what, I liked Phil Foden. I remember I only watched the first half, but the way he was picking up, getting in those little pockets, turning, he looked sharp. They didn't have no Gueye. There's a few players that they had missing. I think they're going to make a few more signings as well.
He got subbed on, Gueye.
I know he came on, but they didn't start. They were 3-0 down before he came on, right?
No, you said they didn't have no Gueye, but I thought you made a mistake. My
Don't
bad,
be stupid.
Bro.
You're not stupid. You're 30
I'm smart,
now.
Yeah.
You're still sticking with your prediction. You think fifth sounds right?
Obviously, I sent that in before I watched them. And when I watched them, I was like, oh, they've still got something here. Like, even Kuganov. What's the guy called?
Kuganov.
Like, solid, I think. And then they had Guardiola back as well. So their defence is going to be...
You think they looked good yesterday?
I think they looked better than what I thought they would look. I thought it was going to be... I don't like their wingers.
Because even in that first half, Arsenal looked decent. Like Arsenal was bopping there.
Bro,
Arsenal
look amazing. Check man's eyesight, bro. Arsenal moved to City and their back four. I don't know what back
what
four looked good.
Did you hear what I said?
No, I'm talking to Marks. But that back four looked bad.
I think the game was more won in the midfield where somebody was.
You know who?
Marks' white nephew, Elliot.
And Steve-O's nephew too.
That's Steve-O's son.
He was playing, I think he played him in the wrong position though. They played him, like they had, what's his name? Kovacic playing... Next that role.
Double pivot though.
Double pivot though.
Yeah, he played a bit higher on the right.
He might have naturally been there.
But he was making the late runs into the box.
I mean, I'm not going to change the way that I think of him after one game. And I think I looked at that game before it started, looking at them two in a double pivot, and I thought, oh, let's see what this looks like. They didn't fill me with any kind of hope or inspiration that we was going to get anything good out of them. But
let me ask you lot this, because I say this as someone that I believe has not seen enough of this kid. Would that have been better if it was Buadi and Anderson?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So you think Buadi is better than Kovacic, or just for the dynamic?
For the dynamic, different style, yeah, how he moves, yeah. I think it would have looked totally different.
From what I've seen, because that's a trick question. I have watched Buadi. I lied to you.
I've watched Buadi.
I don't think he's good. Yeah, he is good. Even Anderson. Anderson's a good player, but to just throw these guys into a City situation. When certain senior members aren't there. Like when Doku and all these men landed at City, the bosses were there. You understand? So it could only be so bad. These are the guys that have to put up. They got to bring it home.
I hear what you're saying. Buadi going in that midfield, there's no big man.
He's a good player.
There's no experience. But
remember, that was Rodri.
I can agree.
And he's going in against Bruno G, Declan Rice, Skelly, Odegaard. It's deep waters, deep bro. Waters.
Yeah, no,
deep
I hear that. But the question they ask, I still think Buadi's a better profile that will suit them two playing at the base. Better than
do you think Elliot Anderson's worth the price that they paid?
Absolutely not.
Nah, but I'll be real. You can't even look at transfer fees right now. It's just all over the place, really, isn't it? Yeah. So, crowd, let us know about what you think of City's midfield situation. Anderson, Buadi, maybe Enzo soon, who I still think won't be enough. But let us know, crowd, because it's time to speak about the champions, who the filthy fellas have said we'll be champions again. Interesting, boys. After you've doubted us so much over the years, this is very.
I think there's more Arsenal people voting.
Who knows? Who wants to know?
I voted them first.
No, I didn't.
Everyone had Arsenal winning the league or finishing second. I didn't put them second, did I? No, why would I do that? Oh, you know what it was? I was going to sabotage, but then I realised I'm just a real. I was like, you know what? Let me just. You know what I'm saying? I was going to, but I'm too real.
From the ops point of view, do you think, have we strengthened?
Yeah.
You think so? Do you say that after the... Would you have said that before the Community Shield game?
Yeah, because I rate Bruno.
Bruno.
Okay.
Bruno's a big signing.
Yeah, I rate Bruno highly, so I would have said...
I didn't see much of the winger, but I saw him in the Community Shield. Looks good still.
I think people are accepting he's going to be closer in ability to Trossard than people were worrying about. Innit?
You ain't finished your business though, innit?
I wouldn't be surprised if we have. I know we're trying, I think it he might wants, be too much.
Even the way... even the way he treated Martinelli at the game, I think he wants him out of there. Obviously, the rumors have been they've been trying to ship him out for ages.
38 million, isn't it?
They want him gone, and they 100% want him gone. They 100% want to do it. If they do it, they should be planning to bring in another left winger because they'll only have Solis.
Yeah. And
so I think it's in their plans to bring in a left winger. Another one.
It's weird, man, because it's like I'm confident going into the season, but what you just said is it is a mad thing. But it's just because of other things, like I think Bruno's a big one for us. I think we needed midfield depth last season. I hear what you're saying, Steve-O. It looked a bit...
Yeah, but it's first game.
It is, but I still think there were signs of what he'll do well.
I think was a bit more worrying.
Can I say what was a bit worrying for me? He looks better in the Newcastle kit.
Who?
Bruno G.
You've seen that more times, though.
No, I just mean like visually.
One game, bro.
What?
I just mean visually. Don't look right.
I just think he just kept it simple. He done a little piece of running. But yeah, man. He done okay, man.
Lips, I got a question for you, though. Are you good with Arsenal's firepower right now if you don't sign no one?
Nah. But at the same time, I still think it could be enough. If we keep Martinelli and we go Martinelli, Zolis, the rest of these, man, I think it could be enough. But I'm not happy.
It might be interesting how you handle the pressure, because I feel like this is the first time where the majority of people are thinking that Arsenal can win the league.
Mm.
In my knowledge, I've never thought Arsenal can win the league, bro. I've always thought you lot are going to bottle it. Now that you've won a title, it's going to be interesting to see how you lot manoeuvre that, because there's pressure. People are thinking, where Pep's gone, I think the majority of people are thinking this Premier League, realistically, you lot are probably favourites.
He's the big man, Arteta.
But that's my point. But how are they going to handle this?
Arsenal's never retained a title in their history.
In their history?
In their Premier League history, they have
now
never...
Now it's that you're the hunted, because people are technically playing the champions, right? So I don't know how they're going to handle
that. Does history mean anything? Does that mean anything?
Of course
history
it does.
Means a lot to me.
Of course it does. And they haven't. You said they haven't retained it?
Never.
There you go.
But then only two teams have, no?
Who?
That don't matter.
Three. Oh, Chelsea, City and United.
I feel... You said about the attack. Yeah, I'm looking at it. They need to get some more firepower. I think like real heavy duty firepower, because
I'm looking, you've lost Trossard, who...
I rated Trossard.
I rated him, he was clutch. And then you got Nonny, who I've been seeing doing extra training. I rate that. No, I rate that. I'm hoping that that does... you lot laugh at everything, it's crazy. I'm hoping that that does improve his game because he's just that little bit of improvement.
Do you see that bit in the first
killer.
Do you see that bit in the first half?
Like, for instance, he went through maybe four or five times, and with that extra training that he's doing, because he's working on cutting in, going both ways and that, it worked for Semenyo.
His ability, though.
One sec, I watched him. No, of course you can fine tune.
I'm saying, what Noni needs to improve on is in between hair. It's decision making.
Because that comes with repetitiveness. So when he's doing his extra drills, one-on-ones, it will come instinct rather than thinking about it. That's where that will come, bro.
Jesus Christ. But you heard about it. He's right, though, because when you heard about the best players, you hear they stay after and they keep doing
it. I'm hoping that he won't need to sign no one.
That's why they do it. He's saying if Nonny does that, there'll be a better version of Nonny.
That's ability. He might be able to dribble better. He might be able to think, but he's still going to shoot when he should pass. And he's still going to pass when he should shoot. Because in here is what he's lacking. It's in between the airs, boys. Anyway, so here's the final table prediction. Yeah, Arsenal are going to win the league, apparently. Man City are going to be second. United third, Chelsea fourth, Liverpool fifth. Then we go Spurs sixth, Villa seventh, Brighton eighth, Bournemouth ninth, Newcastle 10th. And in the bottom half will be Everton in 11th, Sunderland 12th, Brentford 13th, Palace 14th, Fulham 15th, Forest 16th, Leeds 17th, and Coventry, Ipswich and Hull round out the bottom three. That's our predicted 26-27 Premier League table.
No surprises. We must have a surprise in this league, man.
I don't know, man. Listen, get in the comments below. Let us know what you think of our predictions. Give us your predictions as well.
So, boys, at the end of some of the episodes, Some of the episodes, we are going to go into the championship filthy review for Steve-O, whose team was sadly relegated. West Ham got off to a stinky start in the stinky claret and blue derby. 2-0 up against Burnley away.
With 7 minutes to go.
I didn't even know that.
Took off our star man, bro. And then that was it. We capitulated.
2-2 at Turf Moor.
It ended 2-2.
You just won me some good money, though.
Yeah?
Would you put a draw? 2-0 up at the Moor.
A draw.
I don't bet on results.
Who's your championship team this season?
Middlesbrough.
How they do?
They won 2-1. Lincoln.
Millwall.
-7.
Oh, Southampton lost.
Yeah.
-7. Why would it be -7?
Because we started on -4.
They got deducted points.
You don't deduct points for losing.
They got deducted points.
Spygate, man.
-7.
What are you talking about?
We are -4.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you lose, of course you go to -7.
Ah, oh, you're going mad.
Well, you just stay on minus four.
-4, bro. You get zero points.
I thought you lose 3 points.
Oh, I'm not going to lie.
We're done, man.
He's done.
I'm sorry, man.
Comment, subscribe still. Yeah. That's a double yellow. Second yellow.
Send him off.
That's second yellow.
Hey, so remember for HelloFresh, you can get 50% off your first box, 20% off the next four boxes, plus free treats for 2 months, including fruit bundles. And get half price right now by scanning the QR code on the screen by using our link, www.hellofresh.co.uk/50FF Gang.
Listen, people, camera, don't go to that table. It's mad.
Yeah, don't go
Make
to that
sure
table.
Make sure you like, comment, hype, and subscribe. Season 12 with Dea. Remember to let us know your predictions for the season, and we will see you on Friday.
Peace.
When you're building a small business, every day brings new challenges and opportunities. More than 1 million small business owners across America trust The Hartford to help protect what they have built. Because no two businesses are alike, The Hartford makes it easy to get a customized quote for your business. The right coverage helps protect your livelihood. Protect what you've built. Get a quote today at thehartford.com/smallbusiness. That's thehartford.com/smallbusiness.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss.
If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.